Hey, what you doing, your mom? It's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program, Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Yes, very good morning, your daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BB and Bumper Rip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go around the country thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Now, Meta and Screen Australia launched third year of First Nation creative program for Instagram. Screen Australia's First Nation Department and Instagram Australia have announced that the Instagram First Nation Creators Program is returning for a third year, with 2023 applications now open. So with that, I'm going to catch up a yarn now with Deadly Sister Angela Bates, Screen Australia's Head of First Nations, on the line. And we have Angela. Good morning, sister. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor, and good morning to all your Deadly listeners out there.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, sister, let the mob know who your mob, where you from.
So my mob, I'm from originally from far west New South Wales, from Broken Hill and Wakanya. So my mob are Barkindji, Mullingupa, Wanyuwakul and Wattagawi. Mullingupa is sort of semi-arid desert region, Woodawindi National Park, and Barkindji is the language and the people of the Darling River. Beautiful. Or the Barker, as we prefer to call it.
Yes. Lovely footprint. Thank you very much, my sister. So talking about Meta and Screen Australia launching third year of First Nation Creative Program for Instagram. So tell us about this platform, this space. Thanks to COVID-19, we're moving forward. Tell us about this deadly opportunity, and the applications are now open.
Yeah, so we're pretty much calling out to all the mob who are on social media to apply for this amazing opportunity. It's the First Nations Creators Program, an amazing initiative that we've partnered with Meta on to run for Instagram Australia. And, you know, it's in its third year running, as you mentioned earlier, and, you know, it's a chance for mob to learn how to create content, to make reels, to also how to monetize their content, and, you know, we look at things like how to, you know, creating your own, you know, brand, and, you know, lots of amazing different...
So the platform's already out there, Angela, and what we're talking about here is guiding, directing, urging, promoting, inspiring young people to use this platform, well, to get their voice out there, to get their stories out there, but also a business entity as well.
Yeah, so, you know, I don't know how, you know, if many people know this, I'm sure they do, but you can actually make money from creating reels and content. And so, you know, it's a great platform, I guess, to utilise in that regard. And I think for us to, because, you know, we, in our department, we invest in TV and screen. But, you know, for us, it was a natural thing for us to want to invest in growing mob in social media well.
Good. Fantastic. And so when you say applications are now open, are we talking male and females, all ages? Paint that picture, please.
Yes, male and females. I think you have to be over the age of 18.
Okay.
And the applications, as you mentioned, opened. They opened yesterday. And they close on the 10th of August. And, you know, we'll be able to advise participants of their of the outcome by Monday the 11th of September. And the workshop will be in Sydney at the amazing Funky Meta offices in Barangaroo.
Okay.
So participants will have to be available to be able to make themselves available, which, you know, we'd fly them down and accommodate them. Look after them, and it'd be amazing to see as many applicants from Queensland as possible. We've had, you know, some Torres Strait Islander participants in the past. I think in when we did the pilot program, Kantesha Lakai from the Torres Strait from Thursday Islands was part of that. So, yeah, so please apply.
Lovely. And to apply, how do I apply? Webpage or what's the details?
Yeah, so it's the Screen Australia First Nations Department, so it's on our website.
Okay.
And it's pretty much you know, www.screenaustralia.gov.au. The successful participants will receive around about $2,000 to, you know, make content.
Okay.
And they'll also receive, you know, like a phone camera. So the tools they'll be giving, they'll be given a very basic kit.
Sure.
So tools to be able to create their content as well.
Talking about inspiration, that could fire up an individual and look at this as a career pathway and as a business vehicle as such, couldn't it?
Yeah, yeah, totally, yep.
Today online, tomorrow the world, thanks to WWW.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fantastic. So third year running, can you give us some stories, positive stories about past participants?
Yeah, so we've had in the first pilot program in 2021, which was actually done online because of COVID, which isn't as
well, it's fitting, isn't it? Fitting. It's fitting anyway. That's the platform.
So Nayara, a lady called Nayara from Tasmania, was part of our first pilot program, and she went on to successfully apply for the Screen Australia TikTok and NZ On Air Every Voice initiative. So now she's creating a show called Bad Locals, which is a 10-part travel series, documentary series. And her and her friend travel around Tasmania, going off on all these adventures from abseiling to bushwalking. So that that was a pretty good outcome for Nayara.
Yeah.
And then Jarvis Loveday participated in our initiative last year in 2022, which was actually done in person, thank goodness. You know, now he's doing an attachment or an internship on Heartbreak High as a locations manager, which is really great to see that there's some sort of pathways to the TV and film industry.
Yes.
And lots of, you know, with our creatives, there's lots of skills that are quite transferable. So, you know, we want to get as many people into our sector as possible, and I think this is a very good start.
And looking at looking up and looking, say, to the future, You don't know where these stories can go. I mean, they could be Hollywood movies. From little things, big things grow. You can't say.
And the thing is, it's not all. And that's true.
Yes.
I mean, you look at some of our filmmakers now. Warwick Thornton's feature film New Boy just featured in screened at Cannes Film Festival. And we've had, you know, quite a few films that we've funded over the years, like last year, that, you know, made it into Toronto International Film Festival. So we really promote our industry, of course. We've got to, you know, and there's a real demand. Like, people actually want to watch our content. So it's amazing. It's amazing that we're at that point now where we don't have to, you know, beg.
Exactly, beg. That's right. Thank you. That's right. We are here in the 21st century, and we are operating, of course. Thank you very much for sharing. This is great. So applications are now open. ScreenAustralia.com.au, is that right?
Yep.
Yep.
Gov.au. Look, if anyone has any questions, there'll be contact numbers on the website.
Good.
To contact. And the one thing I'd just like to say is, you know, that I'm sure there'll be, you know, people out there who think I won't get in, so I, you know, why bother applying?
Throw the iron in the fire.
Honestly, I think throw your hat in the ring because you never know.
Exactly.
And, you know, we're looking at every, you know, all backgrounds for First Nations. This is especially for our mob.
Yes.
But, you know, we'll look at all sorts of experience. So if you want to, if you're keen in this area, just throw your hat in the ring.
Exactly. Yep. Angela Bates, thank you, my sister. Keep doing what you're doing. Fantastic yarn and a great platform. All the best, and we'll yarn soon, sis. Stay warm.
Thank you. It's cold down here, so send some of that warmth down to Sydney.
Thank you. I'm texting you now. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Adele Yarn there. Angela Bates, her name is, and South Australia. Excuse me. Screen Australia's head of First Nations, and look, promoting the applications are now open for Screen Australia's First Nation Department and Instagram Australia, who have announced that the Instagram First Nations Creative Program is returning for a third year. So put in an application. They'll fly you down to Sydney, set you up, and give you a little kit to tell your story or tell your yarn, or if you've got a story to talk about, if it's not about you, then about what's happening in your life or something that you want to visualize into reality, so to speak. You can use that platform, and look, doors can open up, and like, never know, someone could pick it up and turn it into a movie. So there's the opportunity, creative thinking, creative program, hence what it's called, First Nation Creative Program. So do check it out. Have you seen Yana Strong? Yana with the Bull Run here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
If you love me, let me know. Don't gotta hurry now. We got jealousy. But I ain't if really know, so if you love me, let me know. Calling my phone, calling my phone. Yo, FaceTime, he wanna see my pretty face. What I do, he wanna know. He wanna know. Yeah, well, my attention wanna keep me to himself. I told him, keep it on the low. Keep it on the low, low. So good, I got him obsessed. Now he's stalking on my post. Stalking on my post. Spending money, take me shopping, he be doing the most. But I can never trust a soul. Baby, I'm by my business. I ain't playing games. Really out here chasing these millions. With no makeup, still the baddest. Slip in the building. He know I'm the realest. Think he catching feelings. But I gotta do me. When I didn't have it, where was everybody? Now I'm up, they wanna message me and say I'm sorry. They know I'm great, they told me don't forget me when you make it. But tell them, where was your support when I came out from the pavement? If you love me, let me know. 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 Cause you got me in the zone. But I ain't really know. So if you love me, let me know. 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 Calling my phone. Calling my phone, yo. FaceTime, he wanna see my pretty face. What I do, he wanna know. He wanna know, yeah. Well, my attention wanna keep me to himself. I told him, keep it on the low. Keep it on the low, low. So good, I got him obsessed. Now he's stalking on my post. Stalking on my post. Spending money, take me shopping. He be doing the most. Can you hold me slowly? Nobody know me like you know me. Hold me slowly. Nobody, nobody, nobody. Can you hold me slowly, nobody know me like you know me. Hold me slowly, nobody, nobody, nobody.
Small. licking whips now and then, until they were forced to run and jump into that river. And they swam, hoping to be delivered. When they entered the river, oh, when they
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trek.
1-800-422-416.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Macquarie, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumbarip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls from that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Now, Northland Shopping Centre has commissioned a First Nation artist and her create artworks as part of a permanent collection for display throughout the centre. And that artist is Karen Lee Mangigaja. And I got her online. Karen, very good morning. How are you, sister?
Good morning, Trevor. Great. Thank you. Great.
Well, thank you. Congratulations. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from, Karen.
So I'm Wiradjuri. And I'm from the Tubbagar clan in Dubbo, New South Wales.
Okay, beautiful, beautiful footprint. I did say congratulations. So your artwork will be a permanent collection for the display throughout the centre, that's the Northland Shopping Centre. So tell us how this came about, sis.
So there was a limited invitation, so I was approached to respond to the brief for Northland. Mm-hmm. And after a selection process, I was... given the project, which was fantastic.
Fantastic. So they had the unveiling just recently?
Yeah, so last Wednesday was unveiling. Cool. And, it was great to see.
So exciting. I mean, goosebumps on your goosebumps to just see your work in a bigger sense, so to speak. So family was with you when the launch was on?
So we're not from Auburn, but my husband and myself drove down to see it.
Good, good, good. So how long have you been an artist, sis?
So I finished a degree in 2012, and I've just been slowly building up. I'm full-time now for about two and a half years now.
Good, fantastic. Enjoying the journey?
Love it.
Yeah, good. So you found your calling in life, you could say, Karen.
Definitely, yeah. It's
definitely
a part of me.
Fantastic. And look, the other thing does inspire younger brothers and sisters as First Nation, that they can look at their art as culture, as business, and venture down that pathway. So that's a good call, good statement.
Oh, definitely. And, you know, I left home at 15, so I'm always trying to, you know, when I talk to younger people, tell them they can, doesn't matter what your life is or what it has been, but that you can do anything with hard work. So
yeah, exactly. So do you do your artwork at home, backyard, kitchen table, or do you have a center, a shopping, a art center as such?
No, I do it at home. Yes. In the lounge room, in the sunroom, I've done it on the bed, anywhere.
Yeah, good. Get the work done, and paint with a vision, so to speak, or do you let your ancestors talk to you as such?
So I'm really interested in, you know, in that idea of, you know, that landscape and memory and, you know, what's come before us is still there in the land, and that that is a part of today and the future as well.
Yeah, fantastic. So, look, fantastic project, and now it's done. What's next on the canvas, so to speak?
So at the moment I'm working on a project for the Breast Cancer Institute, a series of 10 pieces. So that's
all right.
Really,
so you're contracted to do that, are you?
Yes, I am.
Good, fantastic. Well, we just finished our art fair up here in Cairns called CIAF, Cairns Indigenous Art Fair. It runs for 14 years. And we have emerging artists as well as established artists. And we're talking about art pieces going for $40,000, $30,000, $20,000. So there is a avenue there. There is a place. But I also see art as a bridge builder, as an educator, yeah, for all Australians, black and white, but if not people of the world, yes?
Oh, I'm a big believer in that. And that's what I want my artwork to do, is to connect to everybody. And that they might, you know, it might endeavour them to be interested in the culture and do some research. And, you know, education is so important to bridging the gap.
Fantastic. Well, you are on your way, my sister. Enjoy that journey. Keep doing you. Karen Lee, Mungadira, fantastic. And congratulations once again. Please do keep in touch. And can anybody see your artwork? Is it online? Does the Northland Shopping Centre have a web page?
Yeah, they can see the Northland project on the art page on their site, and you can find me on Instagram and Blue Thumb Online Gallery and a couple of physical galleries, Black Door Gallery and Brandrew Gallery in Canberra.
All right, watch this space. You too, Deadly, my sister, you take care. All the best. Stay warm and we'll yarn soon.
Thank you so much, Trevor.
Bye-bye, dear. Take care, Karen.
Bye-bye. Bang.
Diddly Yarn there. That's Karen Lee. Mungadira has created artwork as part of a permanent collection for display throughout the centre, Northland Shopping Centre. So, look, fantastic. Do check it out online, Northland Shopping Centre, and see her artwork. And otherwise, check out Karen Lee and Mungadira. That's Mungadira. Do check out her artwork. Widgery Woman. So, fantastic. Leading from the front. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying, Yarn Up Strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416.